Today, the country's largest feminist organization gathers in Indianapolis to select a new leader. Kim Gandy, the National Organization for Women's current leader, has reached her term limit after 8 years. The battle over who will succeed her pits younger feminists against older ones. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Indianapolis.
I'm here at 38th and Emerson in Indianapolis, where protesters have come to rally outside of a CVS pharmacy here on the corner.
And we are here to say, CVS, shame on you! Shame on you!
Melody Dernack, the vice president with the National Organization for Women, was leading the chants denouncing the pharmacy.
Shame on you for locking up condoms in targeted communities of color and low-income neighborhoods. CVS, shame on you!
Protests have long been part of the DNA of the National Organization for Women, so this rally was a fitting start for the NOW conference as feminists began to address familiar issues like health care, pay equity, and reproductive rights. But the most prominent debate expected here will be over NOW's next president. There are two candidates. Latifa Lyles is 33, a vice president of NOW, and an African American. If elected, she'd be the youngest NOW president ever and the second black woman.
People do look at, you know, who's going to be representing me and who's going to be the face of the organization. And I think that it's really important to feel like the leader of NOW is going to be able to reach across generations, across communities. And I do bring that.
Lyles says her ticket, a team running for 4 national officer spots, also brings a diversity of skills and experience, including one candidate who has been with NOW for 30 years and is on the board of ACLU and Greenpeace. Terry O'Neill, the other candidate running for president, says her team is also diverse. O'Neill is white, she's 56, a former NOW vice president, and an attorney who serves on the national board. 2 of the other 3 candidates on her ticket are under 30. O'Neill says image is important, but also the most superficial aspect of the election.
The question is, how do you use your life experience to inform the women's movement and get the gains that we need to get? I will use my life experience working with women from all around the country, which I've done as a national board member.
This political argument here over age and a generational divide has little sway for Professor Joe Rieger. The director of gender and women's studies at Michigan's Oakland University says no one should assume that someone younger or older has a specific viewpoint. Rieger says what's interesting about NOW is that it's been able to withstand attacks on feminism and still survive.
You can't say it's not relevant. You know, there are social movement organizations like the NAACP. They've been around for a long time, and they're important. And part of the reason they're important is because of the work they do, but also the fact that they symbolize that the movement is still there. And I think NOW does the same thing.
When activist Betty Friedan and a group of women and men began NOW more than 40 years ago, they said it was time for a movement towards true equality for women. Both Terry O'Neill and Latifa Lyles say there's still a lot to do to reach that goal. Lyles says with a new administration in place, NOW has more opportunities available than it's had in years.
We're very excited about the possibilities with a friendlier Congress. We have a White House that is willing to work with us and certainly is more on the side of our issues than not.
Which may mean more of a chance of getting legislation benefiting women on the president's desk. But that approach, lobbying Congress and meeting at the White House, says O'Neill, shows the stark contrast between the 2 tickets. O'Neill says she would push more grassroots activity, national action campaigns to get policymakers to end disparities in health care, for example, and to close the wage gap between women and men.
And the women of the country need to force them to change it. What's going to do it is the women will rise up. Grassroots organizing. That's what we have to do.
Delegates at the convention will vote tomorrow on who will lead NOW for the next 4 years. The results will be announced on Sunday. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Indianapolis.
And you can read more about NOW's leaders and see a timeline of its history at npr.org.